Yet another trip into the beat hip night. This is a program of experimental dance, classical, policed, popped, and narrated music. But the narration is unstable. Yes, I'm unstable. See, I'm trying to find myself, but I can't find myself. Because I've forgotten where to look. So it's unstable. But it's musical. It's got to be about the music. It's Kill Radio. You got to know it's Kill Radio. It's a really cold night. The last chill room of 2007. And the narrator is unstable. What the hell? It'll save wear and tear. The scientific dreams of sleep. And of Charlotte. And of you and me. It's time. Welcome to the chill room.
Among the dry leaves. What a rustling it seems to make. you sit and enjoy the sound of leaves. Uit implies a different life than the ordinary goods. It's sweets. Waste do sound fills my buckets. Egrained will whisk about without any order. How like creaking trees, slight sounds they make. Crickets are heard cool day like this. All other sounds seem to be hushed. Voice of no bird can be compared. The air gladly bears the burden as we are refreshed by sounds heard at midnight's yelping of dog fell on ear as breeze on cheek. The bird uttering that worried note ooh, heard a sound but the cricket's discourse. This is a morning celebrated by birds of the or of the speech never made man master, but refraining from it, refraining her of his sects. Hear a ripe chirp of a crickety. All sounds in silence do fife and drum Norsen, decked world famous Mulchenindri. Hopping sound rings in my ears living on. Not those are not unfitted to wild beasts roar. Was effort to preserve equilibrium. Do not remind some is as stairs. Rattling tikel reminds her of cowbells. Burying melody tongues was only for where man is silence part like the history of the future. On, on, hear singing in the woods. Ips, I hear whistling wings. He sings or talks to himself. It is kindred with the music of many creatures. Started up a pack of quail. It may have been a bevy quail.
We are also aware that he had quite a flair for creating exceptional women. When Eve said to Adam, "Start calling me madam." Became far more exciting, which turns to confusion the modern delusion that sex is a question of liking. For female allure, whether pure or impure, has seldom recorded a failure. As I know and you know, from Venus and Juno right down to La Dama Camelia. This glamour, it seems, is a substance of dreams to the most imperceptible deceiver. The serpent of Nile could achieve with a smile far quicker results than Geneva. Enjoy seeing Helen of Troy as a gay cabaret entertainer. I doubt that she could be one quarter as good as our legendary, lovely Marlene.
Off with a whirl. plump ball sound tends to produce the same music sound. As men talk of the song of other birds, this is June, resounding hum of insects. There is an interval between thrasher and thrush talk of the song. The thrasher interrupted strains reach me. Through trees, past music reminds me, suggests ideas of human life. Gihee plays some well-known march. Ing, she hears the wee-see, wee-see, wee-see. Note to its earth is alive and covered with feelers. And cool, she hears her old owl back. Stood milkman in a because of its harmony with itself and equanimity. Sounds, our voices sound differently. The warm air has thawed the music in his throat, perhaps. This is the whippoorwill's moonamch. Hand organs remind me of beasts. Art consists in stirring from time to time. While we are affected, it can he be Whittachie. Eartha traced it to a spot, used a stick ice for more of this or psi. In it ear fell new creaking or shrilling crickets,
looks the same.
Fine and piercing earth
as I step down
now looms set up
from
his
the train.
And it's
but why did he with that loud laugh?
And it's right.
Blitz the old past house birds.
Down the
since
lane.
The last, to everlasting cream. The hearing of the cricket wets your eyes. The mirror ins like a tear. Tweet, tweet, tweet. Starlight surely of man with its vibrations, with the song and works of art. The distant is brought near through hearing talk, standing on snow, feels the softened air, has found his voice again. Pyreans in the desert suggest same screaming into the empty house. It is his mouth were full of cotton to spit out of cotton. And as if see we farm think, she will not trouble herself often through draw music from a quart pot. Ah, and simple sounds which no man had told us of grackles are important to be done, spend hours of silence, listening to whisperings, stay by silence, seen threatening people routed to away one after another. Before you on the water was interested in the natural phenomenon of sound long in the wilderness. And the wild man would. There is a wind, and ladies, and we should know it for a white man's voice in the street on his pulse, with a healthy ear to some purpose hear cattle, low in the street see whistle horses, stood still to hear it. She's the hole through which it passed. Yet thrush all reverberation through that. A sound's for what? And testimony that should nature be.
Thank you.
Songwriter. A poet. But the narrator is unstable. We'll be right back.
that you got everything you want, and your book can't sing, but you don't get me. You don't get me. You say you've seen seven wonders, and your butt is green, but you can't see me. To wear you down, look in my direction. I'll be around, I'll be around.
Tempted Town.
Oh, 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 oh.
You could see everything from the top of that bus, he said sadly. We were in Regent Street, but I was looking right into Brainwashing House. I could see them all running around inside, catching diseases and giggling. My father leant across to me and said, you'll be in there if you don't stop playing with yourself. He died of chrysanthemum poisoning. They had to kill all his plants. You know, he was the real author of a pictorial history of gardening. A very great man.
Mr. Smeaton froze like a red setter. His conversation of the you speak, I wait, you pause, I pounce variety lent exaggerated ear.
They struck the balloon to his back and it came up all blotchy. That's why he drank. It was plaster mostly.
Hubert struck an odd heroic pose. Smeaton twitched and stared up. Hubert, although himself Karloff soft-spoken, liked to hear other people shouting. This he considered not only healthful, but just might, if taken to its illogical conclusion, do away with telephones. Thus, it was not only for speed, stature, and far-seeing, but habitually he went on stilts. For also he affected an ear trumpet, with the consequence that confidants stood on boxes or tiptoe or jumped up and up to converse with him. Hubert all times straining, craning, cupping his good ear, feigning non comprendi, and muttering, pardon? Come again, do speak upwards, and etc. At the same time, shaking uncontrollably, giggling as his hapless companion empurpled and shrieked. Reg Smeaton said, did you know there is no proper name for the back of the knees? Hubert gestured with his trident.
Look,
there's Rafe, he said with rare insight. With practiced effort, Mr. Smeaton behaved outwardly as he knew he must and screwed his eyes Hong Kong to the distant figure, microscopic and lifelike, shimmering on the pitch.
He boiled roly-poly puddings in old socks, said Hubert dreamily.
Hubert was unusual. In his adolescence, during the summer, in a northerly direction parallel to the earthly axis, he would throw himself naked onto the lawn, and with that loathsome bluey Roman clock face tattooed about his private parts, think about Jean Harlow very hard, and from the shadow cast, tell the time with remarkable accuracy.
Look, no hands, Auntie,
he would screech. In the winter, he tried with birthday candles stuck in the end. It was hours slow, and Henry told him to put a sock on the sundial bit. And so he contented himself by waiting sentry in the hall and inviting visitors to stand on his feet. He would then give their weight in a dreadful monotone and present them with cigarette cards depicting early flying machines or steam engines. P.C. Gibbon, the long arm of the law, arrested him a few times, but now conceded he was harmless.
The poor man got his head screwed on rock.
Hubert insisted he was quite normal.
I'm confusing cause I'm unusual. I imitate the walrus and the tongue. Sometimes I swallow live goldfish. I follow my own bed, there's the rock. In weird circumstances, I execute. Naked. Bless me, I confess, I've grown watercress in my ears drumming rubber duck. I swim the sandpaper, shed my legs with paint scrapers, smooth the bars with the red, and there's the round.
Oh, I know, it's true. Christmas fellow.